Hey everybody, welcome to Part-Time Pickers. My name is Pat. Today I'm going to talk to you about SEO for musicians. I'm going to give you five ways to get your band's website to show up in Google and other search engines. When you search for something in Google, do you ever wonder why you receive the search results you get? It's probably by design. Search engine optimization, or SEO, is the name given to a collection of steps you can take to help the content on your website show up when people search for certain terms in Google and other search engines. Most of the world doesn't even realize this is a thing, but knowing how to optimize your band's website for search can give you a strong competitive advantage in your local music market. Here's a few tips to help you SEO your band's website and improve your probability of showing up in more Google and other search engine results like Yahoo or Bing. The first step is to figure out what people are searching for. Did you know there are tools out there that can help you learn how many people are searching for specific phrases? They're called keywords in SEO. The king of the ring in keyword explorers is Moz.com. A subscription to Moz isn't cheap. It starts at $79 a month. But that's because it's worth it. The cool part is that Moz Keyword Explorer lets you search for two keywords per day for free without a subscription. If you dedicate yourself to using this tool, the free tool, on a daily basis, you could literally do research on 120 plus keywords in a 2-month time period. They also offer a free 30-day trial. Another option is Google AdWords. They have a keyword planner tool. This tool will give you search volume data and tell you how much competition exists for a particular keyword. But it's also valuable to know that this tool is intended for people who are purchasing pay-per-click advertising. Those are those ads in Google. When you do a search, they show up at the top of the page. They always say ad in front of them. People pay for that. It's not necessarily representative of exactly search engine optimization, but it does give you an idea of the words people are searching for and how they perform and how competitive they are. So once you've figured out the tool that you're going to use, the next step is to develop a target list of keywords. Using whatever tool you decide on, you should develop a spreadsheet of keywords you want to target. Using the tools, try to figure out the demand for phrases that matter to you, like rock bands in Phoenix or Michigan country singers. Your spreadsheet should capture the keywords you want to target, the search volume for that keyword, and a measure of the competition for that keyword. So when you finish, sort the keyword list. The goal is to prioritize keywords with a higher number of monthly searches and a low amount of competition. The next step in the process is to develop and implement a keyword plan for each page. Now that you got a list of targeted keywords, I want you to make another spreadsheet. With this spreadsheet, you should have one column that lists each page of your website and another column that lists the keyword phrase from your prioritized list that you want to feature on that page. The spreadsheet is essentially your game plan. So you're going to want to make sure that the copy or the text on each page of your website features your targeted keyword several times. There's not a magic number. It should really only be used where it naturally fits. Now, the temptation here is going to be to squeeze the keyword phrase in 567 times. And a long time ago, that would have worked. In the early days of SEO, that would have worked. But Google's smarter than it used to be. This practice is called keyword stuffing. If you try to cram a keyword in as many times as you can get into a page, it could actually hurt your entire band website's SEO. The most important thing that you can do is to develop a copy for each page that matches what a user who searched using the targeted keyword would be looking for. In other words, if I search for bands in Phoenix, I want to make sure that the page that person searched for actually shows up for them and is actually pertinent to them. Google has a really good way of identifying when you've delivered bogus results for a keyword. And like I said, they're going to ping your entire website. They're going to hurt your entire website if you try to pull that off. The next thing I want to talk to you about is metadata. Meta matters. If you haven't heard of metadata, basically, there's two real components of metadata that matter to you. The first is page title, and the second is page description. I want you to go to Google right now. Search for anything. Every search result will have a blue line of text that is clickable. That's the page title. There's also going to be a line below it with the web address of the page. But below that, you're going to find a description of what's on that page. That's what we call the page description. So go ahead and do that. Go do a search in Google right now and see what you come up with. Take a look and find the blue line and find the description line down below that. Now, both of these are really important, but for different reasons. Your page title That's the blue line. That's the most important piece of text you're going to write for each page. No pressure. The page title should contain your targeted keywords. And it's also the part that users scan when they scroll through their search results. We all do this as we do a search for something. The thing that we look at is the big, bold, blue thing that sticks out in front of us. That's the page title, and you can set that. You can control what that is. It's basically your digital first impression. The page description is the, again, that text down below that describes the page. It does not need to contain the keywords, but it should be written in a way that entices the users to choose to click your link. So it should further explain basically what you're trying to communicate on that page. If somebody outside of your band manages your website for you, they should be able to update your metadata. If they can't, that's a problem. You should have a conversation with them. If you manage your own website, hopefully your content management system, your CMS, allows you to control the metadata for each page. If not, I want to encourage you to check out a resource like Bandzoogle. Bandzoogle is a site content management system that I've been using for years to manage my band's page, my band's site. And in addition to that, I actually use it to manage this website, Part-Time Pickers. Bandzoogle is a great tool. They sort of blend what musicians need with what the web responds to all in one platform. You can do some really cool templated designs. I'll get into Bandzoogle a little further later on, but they are a great resource for you. The final step of the process is to be specific. I want to really push this part home. There's probably a ton of keywords out there that you could rank for. I want to caution you to focus on the ones that you should rank for. You know the goals of your website. You're going to know that when you begin your keyword research. I want you to think about the people that you want to attract and focus your efforts on the keywords that they would be using to search. You might be able to rank well for something like Best Blues Band in Los Angeles, but that doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you live in Cleveland and play R&B. So think very closely about showing up for the stuff that actually matters. And this podcast really just covers the surface of the principles of SEO. I plan to create a bunch of different resources down the road that speak to this very important process for you. But if you want to learn more right now, there's a ton of really good resources out there on the internet. One of the best is Rand Fishkin's Whiteboard Friday. It's a video series that he does that really goes into specific components of SEO. He does about as much detail as I'm doing right now on very specific stuff. He'll do something this long on page titles, for instance. So he's something good to check out. SEO, it's a specialized skill, and it's one that can truly set your band apart on the web. There's not a lot of musicians who really understand it. So developing your skills in this niche can help you really make your band more visible. I'd like to encourage you to take what you've learned in this podcast and get out there and go make some noise. If you like what you're hearing today, if you like what you've read on Part-Time Pickers, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe. You can subscribe on any article page. There's also a page of our website called Subscribe. So that should be pretty simple to figure out. Just click that, drop in your email address. You'll be the first person to hear when we release something new, a new podcast, a new article, a new video, something like that. We appreciate your time. Thank you. I'm Pat for Part-Time Pickers.